Chapter 107. Her 800 times, he could not have said as much as the look said. I see it with pain, apostrophe repeated Bella, and it often makes me miserable. Miserable, because I cannot bear to be supposed to approve of it, or have any indirect share in it. Miserable, because I cannot bear to be forced to admit to myself that fortune is spoiling Mr. Boffin. Apostrophe, Miss Wilfer, apostrophe said the secretary, with a beaming face, if you could know with what delight I make the discovery that fortune isn't spoiling you, you would know that it more than compensates me for any slight at any other hands. Apostrophe, oh, don't speak of me, apostrophe said Bella, giving herself an impatient little slap with her glove. You don't know me as well as apostrophe, as you know yourself? Apostrophe, apostrophe suggested the secretary, finding that she stopped. Do you know yourself? Apostrophe, I know quite enough of myself, apostrophe said Bella, with a charming air of being inclined to give herself up as a bad job, and I don't improve upon acquaintance. But Mr. Boffin, apostrophe, that Mr. Boffin's manner to me, or consideration for me, is not what it used to be, apostrophe observed the secretary, must be admitted. It is too plain to be denied. Apostrophe, are you disposed to deny it, Mr. Oaksmith? Apostrophe, apostrophe asked Bella, with a look of wonder. Ought I not to be glad to do so, if I could? Though it were only for my own sake? Apostrophe, apostrophe, truly, apostrophe returned Bella, it must try you very much, and you must please promise me that you won't take ill what I am going to add, Mr. Oaksmith? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I promise it with all my heart. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and it must sometimes, I should think, apostrophe said Bella, hesitating, a little lower you in your own estimation? Apostrophe, apostrophe, assenting with a movement of his head, though not at all looking as if it did, the secretary replied. I have very strong reasons, Miss Wilfer, for bearing with the drawbacks of my position in the house we both inhabit. Believe that they are not all mercenary, although I have, through a series of strange fatalities, faded out of my place in life. If what you see with such a gracious and good sympathy is calculated to rouse my pride, there are other considerations, and those you do not see, urging me to quiet endurance. The latter are by far the stronger. Apostrophe, I think I have noticed, Mr. Oaksmith, apostrophe said Bella, looking at him with curiosity, as not quite making him out, that you repress yourself, and force yourself, to act a passive part. Apostrophe, you are right. I repress myself, and force myself to act a part. It is not in tameness of spirit that I submit. I have a settled purpose. Apostrophe, and a good one, I hope, apostrophe said Bella. And a good one, I hope, apostrophe he answered, looking steadily at her. Sometimes I have fancied, sir, apostrophe said Bella, turning away her eyes, that your great regard for Mrs. Boffin is a very powerful motive with you. Apostrophe, you are right again, it is. I would do anything for her, bear anything for her. There are no words to express how I esteem that good, good woman. Apostrophe, as I do too. May I ask you one thing more, Mr. Oaksmith? Apostrophe, anything more. Apostrophe, of course you see that she really suffers when Mr. Boffin shows how he is changing. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I see it every day, as you see it, and am grieved to give her pain. Apostrophe, to give her pain? Apostrophe, apostrophe said Bella, repeating the phrase quickly, with her eyebrows raised. I am generally the unfortunate cause of it. Apostrophe, perhaps she says to you, as she often says to me, that he is the best of men, in spite of all. Apostrophe, I often overhear her, in her honest and beautiful devotion to him, saying so to you, apostrophe returned the secretary, with the same steady look, but I cannot assert that she ever says so to me. apostrophe, Bella met the steady look for a moment with a wistful, musing little look of her own, and then, nodding her pretty head several times, like a dimpled philosopher of the very best school, who was moralizing on life, heaved a little sigh, and gave up things in general for a bad job, as she had previously been inclined to give up herself. But, for all that, they had a very pleasant walk. The trees were bare of leaves, and the river was bare of water lilies, but the sky was not bare of its beautiful blue, and the water reflected it, and a delicious wind ran with the stream, touching the surface crisply. Perhaps the old mirror was never yet made by human hands, which, if all the images it has in its time reflected could pass across its surface again, would fail to reveal some scene of horror or distress. But the great serene mirror of the river seemed as if it might have reproduced all it had ever reflected between those placid banks, and brought nothing to the light, save what was peaceful, pastoral, and blooming. So, they walked, speaking of the newly filled up grave, and of Johnny, and of many things. So, on their return, they met brisk Mrs. Milvey coming to seek them, with the agreeable intelligence that there was no fear for the village children, there being a Christian school in the village, and no worse Judaical interference with it than to plant its garden. So, they got back to the village as Lizzie Hexam was coming from the paper mill, and Bella detached herself to speak with her in her own home. "I am afraid it is a poor room for you," apostrophe said Lizzie, with a smile of welcome, as she offered the post of honor by the fireside. "Not so poor as you think, my dear," apostrophe returned Bella, "if you knew all." Apostrophe indeed, though attained by some wonderful winding narrow stairs, which seemed to have been erected in a pure white chimney, and though very low in the ceiling, and very rugged in the floor, and rather blinking, as to the proportions of its lattice window, it was a pleasanter room than that despised chamber once at home, in which Bella at first bemoaned the miseries of taking lodgers. The day was closing as the two girls looked at one another by the fireside. The dusky room was lighted by the fire. The grate might have been the old brazier, and the glow might have been the old hollow down by the flare. "It's quite new to me," apostrophe said Lizzie, "to be visited by a lady so nearly of my own age, and so pretty, as you. It's a pleasure to me to look at you." Apostrophe, "I have nothing left to begin with," apostrophe returned Bella, blushing, "because I was going to say that it was a pleasure to me to look at you, Lizzie. But we can begin without a beginning, can't we?" Apostrophe, Lizzie took the pretty little hand that was held out in as pretty a little frankness. "Now, dear," apostrophe said Bella, drawing her chair a little nearer, and taking Lizzie's arm, as if they were going out for a walk, "I am commissioned with something to say, and I dare say I shall say it wrong, but I won't, if I can help it. It is in reference to your letter to Mr. and Mrs. Boffin, and this is what it is. Let me see. Oh yes. This is what it is." Apostrophe, with this exordium, Bella set forth that request of Lizzie's touching secrecy, and delicately spoke of that false accusation and its retraction, and asked might she beg to be informed, whether it had any bearing, near or remote, on such request. "I feel, my dear," apostrophe said Bella, quite amazing herself by the business-like manner in which she was getting on, "that the subject must be a painful one to you, but I am mixed up in it also. For I don't know, whether you may know it, or suspect it, I am the willed away girl who was to have been married to the unfortunate gentleman, if he had been pleased to approve of me. So I was dragged into the subject without my consent, and you were dragged into it without your consent, and there is very little to choose between us." Apostrophe, "I had no doubt," apostrophe said Lizzie, "that you were the Miss Wilfer I have often heard named. Can you tell me who my unknown friend is?" Apostrophe, "Unknown friend, my dear?" Apostrophe, apostrophe said Bella. "Who caused the charge against poor father to be contradicted, and sent me the written paper?" Apostrophe, Bella had never heard of him. Had no notion who he was. "I should have been glad to thank him," apostrophe returned Lizzie. "He has done a great deal for me. I must hope, that he will let me thank him someday. You ask me, has it anything to do apostrophe it or the accusation itself? Apostrophe Bella put in. Yes. Has either anything to do with my wishing to live quite secret and retired here? No. Apostrophe as Lizzie Hexam shook her head in giving this reply, and as her glance sought the fire, there was a quiet resolution in her folded hands, not lost on Bella's bright eyes. Have you lived much alone? Apostrophe asked Bella. Yes. It's nothing new to me. I used to be always alone many hours together, in the day and in the night, when poor father was alive. Apostrophe, you have a brother, I have been told. Apostrophe, I have a brother, but he is not friendly with me. He is a very good boy though, and has raised himself by his industry. I don't complain of him. Apostrophe, as she said it, with her eyes upon the fire glow, there was an instantaneous escape of distress into her face. Bella seized the moment to touch her hand. Lizzie, I wish you would tell me whether you have any friend of your own sex and age. Apostrophe, I have lived that lonely kind of life, that I have never had one, apostrophe was the answer. Nor I neither, apostrophe said Bella. Not that my life has been lonely, for I could have sometimes wished it lonelier, instead of having ma going on like the tragic muse with a face ache in majestic corners, and Lavi being spiteful, though of course I am very fond of them both. I wish you could make a friend of me, Lizzie. Do you think you could? I have no more of what they call character, my dear, than a canary bird, but I know I am trustworthy. Apostrophe, the wayward, playful, affectionate nature, giddy for want of the weight of some sustaining purpose, and capricious because it was always fluttering among little things, was yet a captivating one. To Lizzie it was so new, so pretty, at once so womanly and so childish, that it won her completely. And when Bella said again, do you think you could, Lizzie? Apostrophe, with her eyebrows raised, her head inquiringly on one side, and an odd doubt about it in her own bosom, Lizzie showed beyond all question that she thought she could. Tell me, my dear, apostrophe said Bella, what is the matter, and why you live like this? Apostrophe, Lizzie presently began, by way of prelude, you must have many lovers, apostrophe, when Bella checked her with a little scream of astonishment. My dear, I haven't one. Apostrophe, not one? Apostrophe, well, perhaps one, apostrophe said Bella. I am sure I don't know. I had one, but what he may think about it at the present time I can't say. Perhaps I have half a one, of course I don't count that idiot, George Sampson, however, never mind me. I want to hear about you. Apostrophe, there is a certain man, apostrophe said Lizzie, a passionate and angry man, who says he loves me, and who I must believe does love me. He is the friend of my brother. I shrank from him within myself, when my brother first brought him to me. But the last time I saw him, he terrified me more than I can say. Apostrophe there she stopped. Did you come here to escape from him, Lizzie? Apostrophe, I came here immediately, after he so alarmed me. Apostrophe, are you afraid of him here? Apostrophe, I am not timid generally, but I am always afraid of him. I am afraid to see a newspaper, or to hear a word spoken, of what is done in London, lest he should have done some violence. Apostrophe, then you are not afraid of him for yourself, dear? Apostrophe, said Bella, after pondering on the words. I should be even that, if I met him about here. I look round for him always, as I pass to and fro at night. Apostrophe, are you afraid of anything he may do to himself in London, my dear? Apostrophe, no. He might be fierce enough, even to do some violence to himself, but I don't think of that. Apostrophe, then it would almost seem, dear, apostrophe said Bella quaintly, as if there must be somebody else. Apostrophe, Lizzie put her hands before her face for a moment before replying. The words are always in my ears, and the blow he struck upon the stone wall as he said them is always before my eyes. I have tried hard to think it not worth remembering, but I cannot make so little of it. His hand was trickling down with blood as he said to me, "Then I hope that I may never kill him." Rather startled, Bella made and clasped a girdle of her arms round Lizzie's waist, and then asked quietly, in a soft voice, as they both looked at the fire, "Kill him? Is this man so jealous, then?" "Apostrophe, of a gentleman, apostrophe," said Lizzie. "Apostrophe, I hardly know how to tell you of a gentleman far above me, and my way of life, who broke father's death to me, and has shown an interest in me since. Apostrophe, does he love you?" "Apostrophe, apostrophe," Lizzie shook her head. "Does he admire you?" "Apostrophe." Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.